We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here this next segment by Jamie Ramsey, director of the Riley County Seniors Service Center. And Jamie, good morning.
Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. I know we didn't have you on last month. I think we had to bump you for another segment, but it's kind of been hit or miss right now at the Senior Center. I know that activities have kind of been on hold a little bit and shifted to online.
It does some online, and last month and then this coming up, I've lost track of months, but going into September, the weather will allow us to do some kind of programming outside. And last night we had a parking lot concert, which was well received. And then I think we will do another concert in the end of September. But we've been doing coffee and donuts at the various parks around the city, and maybe 6 to 8, depending on, you know, how we can spread people. And we're going to continue to do that and then add kind of a sack lunch also. Because I think for the folks, they just want, it's that socialization. They want to meet with their friends. They want to visit. They want to know how things are going. Many of them do not have the phone numbers of folks that they usually see down at the center. So this has been a nice way to connect to them. We also started what we're calling a gardening share program, so that on Mondays from 10 to noon, if you have produce that is overflowing, just bring them down. We have a table set out, and then folks who would love to have a fresh tomato, a cucumber, they can come down and pick up some. So it's kind of a just everybody is kind of sharing. So we appreciate that. Everything we do has the masks, the social distancing requirement. We have all of our exercise programs online, and that's been very successful. Given the number of people who are participating, there is no way that we could accommodate those people in our facility.
Right. I mean,
but they can get on. If they have trouble getting on, give us a call. We're here at the center, but they'll just go to the Raleigh County Senior Center, you know, the Facebook page, and it should be right there.
All right. Let's looking at your September newsletter here. I see there's quite a bit of a in-person programming coming up, and there's coffee and donuts, sack lunch bunches. Those will be kind of spread out across the community, it looks like.
Yeah, so they don't have to drive very far. And the other thing is that there may be people who, for example, live in the Seco Park area that maybe they hadn't met before, but they, you know, they had come down to the center or members of the center. So that has been nice. And we've had some folks who are who really need to visit, who've gone to several of them because they just they're just lonely. And I know we have been making calls to individuals, to members, just calling, checking, how are they doing? And that has been nice to hear how people are kind of, what they're doing for their entertainment at home.
You talk about the loneliness aspect. And, you know, this is an unfortunate population that's been afflicted by this horrible pandemic because, you know, they're at risk. We've heard that quite a bit. How do you keep connected here with the older community? I mean, since people can't visit them in person a lot, just take phone calls. What are we doing?
Well, we've done it in a couple ways. First of all, we do have a large segment of our members who are on who we can email, and then the people that we don't have email addresses for, we are calling. And at least once a month, if not twice a month. The other thing that we've asked folks to do is to say, you know, if you know somebody that's kind of having difficulty with being in all the time and doesn't have a lot of resources in terms of family or friends, to let us know. We'll call them or we'll send them notes so that we can kind of focus on folks who really need some extra attention. And since, you know, most of our staff know, most all of our members, that each of us will take folks that we know and have a connection with. So that has worked fairly well, but it's not the same as seeing individuals in person. And that was quite evident last night at the concert. Everybody was, you know, had their masks on. They were 6 feet apart, but they were so glad to see other people, even if it was just to wave, you know.
Yeah.
So that was encouraging. We are hoping, as the weather gets nicer, that we can do more outside activities. And we have our fingers crossed that we can begin to think about moving ahead, maybe in October, doing some kind of modified programming. And it really is going to depend on those virus numbers in our community and the level of comfort that our seniors have.
Well, and it's interesting because a lot of places have kind of a threshold for how bad the virus is in our community, the infection rate. Is there a threshold that the senior center has that they're looking at?
For us, it may not necessarily be numbers, although it really is looking at our initial guideline was 2 weeks of decreasing number of viruses reported. And we were just about there. We were just about to that two-week point when the students came back. And so we knew that that was going to be create an uptick, and so we'll just kind of wait and see. I have a board meeting today. I think we're going to talk about that. The other thing we've done is really ask our members, you know, what is your level of comfort? Because that will guide everything. And the longer it goes on, I think their level of comfort, they really want out.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to be kind of cognizant of that.
Well, hopefully people will continue to abide by the health orders and socially distance, and maybe we get through this here soon. I know that I think there's a lot of fear out there that there will be a little bit of a spike in numbers here with all the students back. But, do it. I think the one thing people don't remember is, you know, we need to do it for not ourselves necessarily, but for others. Think of people like lonely senior citizens sitting at home that hasn't been able to get out of their house.
Yeah. And even, you know, I've run into some that are just want to visit. Many have family, close friends that they're doing okay. But there is a small group that would love just to sit down and talk with someone else. So that's kind of where we focused our effort. And then to give them something to do. And like I said, the coffee and donuts has been successful. I think we're starting a book club in September, going to read a book about a Manhattan person, David Fairchild, and he was a food explorer. He has a book. There's a book about him. And we can do that out in City Park. You know, we can have that discussion. So hopefully putting some programs out there that they can come, feel comfortable, and do some interaction.
All right. Well, Jamie, I'm about out of time here, but I appreciate all the updates here, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye. Jamie Ramsey from the Senior Center joining us. We'll get an update from the animal shelter up next. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Focus.